Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
So normally here on the Wake Up Call, we do, hey, Florida, I'm going to need you to stop in. What you doing over there, Texas? Where we just find the most ridiculous stories about things that happen in these states. I didn't think it would get to this point, but it finally has. That we're going to have to come up with some catchy, kitschy little name for California. But this is one of these stories that morning shows just like us all over the country are going to be talking about this week. Not only did it happen here in California, it happened in Roseville itself. A cell phone store at the Galleria in Roseville had to call 911 because one of the customers in the store refused to wear a mask. Here's the 911 call.
She's refusing to leave, not wearing masks. They've asked several times and she's refusing.
A dispatch operator tells an officer a group of three people aren't wearing masks and refusing to leave the Verizon store. But it's what happened next that's jaw-dropping.
I love those scenes. And here's what happened next.
They're calling back again and advise that that female now pulled her pants down and is urinating inside the business.
She urinated inside the store because she was told to wear a mask. We've done it, guys. We've done it. We are now on the news cycle for the next week because of the Verizon store in Roseville.
Listen. I mean, from what I've seen from certain anti-mask people on Facebook, this is a very plausible behavior. I mean, I imagine that after I've seen some of the things that some of the people have been saying on mostly neighborhood group sites, I imagine that most of them don't pee in toilets.
You know, it is starting to be like, okay, this isn't the team you want to be on. And let me tell you, as a person...
Totally.
As a person that is very likely peeing right now. Okay?
Oh, that is a great, great
right.
possibility.
Okay. Even I could not drop trowel and pee on command like this.
Now, there's a little more to this story that we found out afterward.
Police got to the scene and confirmed the incident, telling me they eventually arrested the woman after finding several stolen items from a nearby Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay, so she urinated inside a cell phone store and found stolen goods in her car after they arrested her.
Listen, I am not what is considered to be a professional thief, but I would imagine that if you are somebody who routinely steals, I would imagine that as part of your getaway plan, it is not to go to another store and draw as much attention to yourself as you possibly can.
I mean, step number one in the book of thievery, keep a low pro.
We're almost speechless because we make fun of this stuff all the time, about stuff in Florida, about stuff in Texas. I did not ever think in the course of the human race that we would, on this very show, have this happen in our own backyard and it leaves us speechless. We don't know what to say. Is this how people in Florida feel?
Oh, I'm sure.
Here's what I don't get. Wasn't she not alone?
Yeah, it did say at the beginning of this that it was a group of people that went into the store.
So, like, not only do you have the confidence to drop everything and urinate on the floor of a store, but, like, none of your friends at any point during the pants pulling said, like, don't do this.
Diane.
Please don't.
You don't think that it was like, I'll tell you what, if they tell me I gotta wear a mask, guess what I'm gonna do? Joan, guess what I'm gonna do?
Right.
What, Diane? I'm gonna pee. I'm gonna pee on the floor. You watch me. You've seen the meme. If I take my pants off, you take your pants off, and I pee, and everybody see that meme, I'll show them pee.
Right. I can't wait for this to show up in a Verizon commercial with that guy from Silicon Valley just walking through trying to do one of his impromptu demonstrations in a Verizon store and just put a person peeing in the background.
And
just
her just screaming, can you hear me now?
Right, like a Where's Waldo or something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.